Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Brothers in Christ podcast on and off the field. How are you doing today, J-Man?
Good. How are you, Maya?
I love you. Doing well. Excited to hang out with you. God, we got a lot of good stuff to get to today, as always. But you want to start us off?
Yeah, well, Black Friday, give it back with you, amen.
Amen. So, yeah, got a song that you want to, we can kick off with before we really get into things here.
So, this, you know, this is, you know, one of the people I respect a lot. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Tim Fibbins. And here's his new one. It's called About No Other Gods. I think that song's about how we should put God first over all of it, even sports, because it says in the Bible, it says that we are not supposed to have idols. So if we just talk about, you know, sports on the podcast, it's not really about God. It can be an idol, you know? And so I want God to be the center of my life. I think that's so cool about, like, somebody like Tim Fibbins, where we worship the same God. And he says, you know, basically that put God over everything.
Yeah, definitely. And shout out to Tim Timmons. Also, our intro and outro music for every podcast is by Tim Timmons. So big Tim Timmons fans. But yeah, I think for me, it's just, you know, the song kind of talks about how, you know, once you put God first, everything else will fall into place. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can do in our lives to glorify God, like through sports, through talking about sports.
Yeah.
But if we, you know, we got to make sure we're knowing what we're putting first.
Yeah.
And just, you know, when you do that, that everything else will fall into place too, when you know.
Yeah.
Just with anything, when you have your priorities straight, it's gonna get you to better places than if you're chasing meaningless priorities.
Yep.
And also just a banger of a tune too. Tim Timmons kicked it out.
Tim, you know, God gave him a heart for worship music, but God has given him a better passion. He has a podcast called 10,000 Minutes. With, you know, with this guy named Bob Goff. He interviews a lot of people, but
Oh, so you're finally watching that one, huh?
yeah, but
About time.
yeah, that's
Took
my
last thing I'm gonna
favorite.
say, took you 10,000 minutes. There you go. But
But anyway, I want to support Tim Simmons, every way that I can. Because the Bible says, love one another, pray for one another. So if I can support him and his music and show him God's love, and everything he's doing, then then I'll be, then I lost my train of thought. Anyway,
Well,
and
I think you're
the
just getting
but
to the point that, it's important to you to support Tim Timmons because of how much you support all the work he does and, just how what a stand-up guy that he is.
and the Bible, it says, I just have been dying. It's not about me. It's, I've been reading this book called Love Does. I think, and the Bible says, I have been dying. Why did I want to encourage you to read this book? It's called Love Does. It's really good,
That's an understatement. Great
I
book, 10 out of 10.
yeah, I think Lyme's one of the guy, he actually encouraged me to read it, so that's why we want God to use us to read. I mean, encourage you to read this book, and we, I mean, love does.
Yeah, I think what I really like about the book is it just speaks about, I think it just really speaks to being active in your community. So not playing the game from the sidelines, but finding practical ways that you can impact those around you, which is really, really, really where that our influence begins. What do you think about it?
I said this before, when I read audio books, it's like reading the Bible for me. So I encourage you not only to read his books, but it's really not about Bob Goff. It's all about God. I encourage you, if you can read your Bible every day. If you can't read, then we check out audio, because the Bible says, I shall be tired and encourage one another.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. So, yeah, and I think, the last thing I'll say is just a cool thing about Bob Goff's books and just kind of showing how, he has all these wild dreams and aspirations and he just goes for them and he has ideas and he goes for them and they don't always go right, but if you don't go for it, you'll never know. So that's a really cool part of what he talks about in those. So Sorry, you're cutting out for me for a second there, J-Man, but.
I have one more thing. The cool thing about Bob Goff is every time you read one of his books, he puts his number out so that you can call him after and talk about one of his books. It's not about Bob Goff, but I encourage you. One of my goals in life is to make a difference in somebody's life by just calling somebody and texting somebody or even saying hi to somebody if you're out in public. Because Bob Goff, he has a lot of stuff going on, but I encourage you to, go make a difference in somebody's life because he's making a difference in people's life, whether it's, making public appearances or making phone calls.
Yeah, does that mean you're giving out your phone number on the pod, Jeff? Just
No,
kidding.
no
But
way.
that's just how Bob Goff is.
Yeah, but because you remember Mel, how you can make a difference. I mean, Ryan has made a difference just by, hanging out with me,
Yeah,
I just.
you've made it. Yeah, you've made an impact on me. Maybe not the other way around, but.
It goes both ways for me, I don't need somebody's autograph. Like, it would be cool to get like Bob Goff maybe, but if you were able to sit down with me, that means more than a baseball autograph. Or a football autograph. All you gotta do is sit down and get to know somebody. Or yeah, I
Yeah,
encourage.
definitely. I think there's, yeah, I think, that's just even speaking to a bigger point, but I think there can be a lot more value in actually wanting to know someone or like have a conversation just than like a transaction of an autograph, which I think is, which is cool. I think a lot of things that Bob Goff talks about too is also like trying to find value in your relationships instead of just like what you can get out of them.
I encourage you to make that phone call and sit down with somebody and just if just start by saying hi.
Hi.
Because again, one of my goals is to make a difference in somebody's life. That was a long segue.
Segue to what? The verse of the day?
Yeah.
All right, the verse I got for you today is give me one second.
And one more thing. Thank you for being patient with us, with me. If you listening, I'm going to thank you so much for listening. This is not, we come on the air. I have no idea till the very second what we talk about. Like, maybe 2 seconds, so
Maybe three. But I think that's the
yeah.
best part of it. It's just kind of where it's meant to go every day.
Yeah.
So yeah, so First of day is 1 Timothy 4:15, which is be diligent in these matters, give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely, preserving them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers.
Okay, I have nothing on that
You've got
one.
what?
Nothing on that one.
I think it's just kind of this verse is just, verse of the day. So I think this one is just kind of talking about, just the benefits of being diligent in what you're doing in your life. So, just be like being able to practice what you preach, in your day-to-day life. Like if you're telling people that they should do a certain way and live, do things a certain way or treat people a certain way, that's not, there's no point in doing that if you're not doing it. What do you think about that?
So I think you said always, have purpose.
Yeah. Purpose behind what you do and say. Why do you say that? Because it builds integrity. Yeah, I think so too.
Obviously, that's all I got out of it, and so.
Yeah, I just think there's a lot of value that can be given towards just, being diligent of, what you're doing every day, based on, what you're saying, so you can build purpose and have integrity with what, that pe that you're, and no one's perfect, but just kind of striving towards being the best version of what you want to be. And it's just sometimes big goals never happen if you don't do it day to day, too. So, yeah, that's what I got though. It's kind of a tough one, but I think it has some good meaning there. But yeah, I know we got some things to talk about today. I think the first thing I want to talk to you about is I know you just finished watching the Netflix show Receiver, which follows a few wide receivers and tight ends in the NFL.
Yeah, I think
Well, let me list them off and then we'll get into
okay.
what you thought of it. But we've got Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, both from the 49ers, Justin Jefferson on the Vikings, Amon-Ra St. Brown on the Lions, and Devontae Adams from the Raiders.
Oh, I like to ask what you think, but
Nah, you go first.
so, first off, I want to encourage you to honor God with what you watch. I think, honoring God with what you watch. It makes you feel good. I think honestly you should honor God with what you do in your life, not just TV shows, but honoring God with what you do with your life. And so I think that why I want God to use us to give you joy, because I felt God's joy wanting it. So it's not about us, it's about God. So I encourage you, if you like sports, to honor God by watching it. And what you do it be, and I just want to give you, use God to give you joy, because I felt a lot of joy, because I am a huge sports guy, and so I enjoyed that.
Yeah. No, it's super cool. I think you really see just how the love for the game that a lot of these players have. Like, they want to go out there, they want to compete, they want to play at the highest level, they want to win, they want to be there for their teammates. That's probably why Devontae Adams didn't want to play with Aaron Rodgers anymore, because, you know, maybe he doesn't have those characteristics. So I'm just throwing shade. But I mean, it's just interesting to see. I mean, you really see the two sides. Like, Devontae has a tough season for the Raiders, but Amon-Ra, George Kittle, Debo Samuel have huge years for their teams, Niners and Lions. You kind of just see the both sides that go into having an NFL season.
Yeah, I think God wants us to keep you humble, because I think that's what happened to Devontae Adams. They basically had a horrible year, and so I think God wanted Devontae Adams to be humble, and I encourage you to read your Bible, because I think that God wants us all to stay humble. It's not about Devontae Adams, but God. And so I encourage you to start with prayer, get on your knees, listen to your Christian music, and surrender everything to him, because it's not about sports, even though God has given us a platform to talk about it. In the end, God wants us to stay humble and surrender his life, your life, to him. So let me just pray for everybody that doesn't know you. Will come to know you right now. Amen.
Yeah, amen. But yeah, I think it's, you know, it's cool just to see, you know, that you can be just a player that does so much for a team like Devontae Adams. But if you don't have the defense, the offensive line, the quarterback, you know, it's really a team sport.
Yeah,
I mean, so he was out there competing, he's being a leader, he's making big plays, but you got to have the team come with you to a certain extent, you know. And the Raiders got rid of their coach, who, you know, the team just wasn't getting inspired from. So it's just interesting to see. There's so much that goes into making a winning culture.
Yeah. And did they hire the new one?
Yeah, they hired Antonio Pierce, who was the linebackers coach that they made interim coach, and then they hired on as their head coach.
Yeah. God wants us to bless us, but he wants us all to stay humble. So, I think that's what happened waiting to come at the end of the year. God wanted them to stay humble, but he also knew how hard it was, and he wanted them to be blessed at the very end.
He's a really cool story. Just a guy that really, really coaches hard for his players. So I always like rooting for players' coaches, just because they're really looking out for their guys. But it's hard, you know, it's hard to be a player's coach at times too. Just because, you know, people sometimes take advantage of that. But yeah, excited to see what the Raiders do this year. I thought it was really cool just to see two Debo Samuel and George Kittle. And the little I watched, I mean, those guys, George Kittle, he just loves the game of football. He has so much fun. It brings out another, just this wild, fun side of him. It's just cool to see how much he loves to compete out there.
So Phil Wickham has a song called 100%, and so I encourage you to give 100% to the whatever you're doing. If you're a believer, give 100% over to God. It starts with prayer, and then read the Bible, and then go out about what God has called you to do. What I mean by that is, George Kittle, he gives 100% of what he does, and I think God is giving him a passion for the game and a gift.
A little bit of passion for the game, I'd say.
Yeah, so whatever God's doing in your life, give it over to give 100% over to your pastor, and give 100% over to him.
Yeah, wow, that's a segue and a half, J man. That's top 10 segues right there for sure. But yeah, I think that's super, super important. I mean, there's no point in not going all out for what you're passionate in, you know. You're out there to for a reason, so go make it happen. I think George Kittle is a super cool example of that. That he just goes out there and he's gonna give it his all. If it goes, you know, goes good or goes bad, but he's gonna go out there and give it all he's got. Same with Justin Jefferson too. I think you really see for him just how much that guy loves the game of football and how he's so talented, so raw still. Like, I think the ceiling isn't even reached for him yet.
Yeah, I think, God really wants to bless you in your life, so I encourage you to let God bless you and keep doing what you want. That's what happened with Justin Jefferson. He got a 4-year deal, so,
Yeah, highest paid receiver in the NFL. Much deserved. Much deserved.
It's so that I'm almost saying, well, of the Lions, they had a great year. God wanted to bless them, so they gave their wide receiver another 4-year deal as well.
Yeah, not as much money as Jefferson, but you know, still
Yeah.
another great receiver. Amon-Ra, I think, is a fifth or sixth round pick too, so that's a pretty good story. Did you know that?
I think so.
Yeah, he was our fourth round pick. So, people didn't think he would be what he is. So that's just really cool too. How he just had belief in himself, and it's paying off for But I think the next thing we got to do, J-Man, is I want to do a little NBA Olympic preview with you.
Okay.
We got.
One more thing. I'm a quarterback and a receiver. God wants you to have joy in your life. So if you haven't had watched any of those, watch them because it's not about me. It's not about why I want God to use you to give you joy. I want God to use me to give you joy and life too. I think the cool thing is you get to see everything. They give you the behind the scenes and everything. So I highly recommend watching wide receiver or quarterback.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I agree with all that, J-Man. We want to try to share the joy of things that we experience to others. All right, I'm gonna put you on the spot though. Before we go into it, I want you to give me your top five Olympic Summer Olympic sports. You want me to go first? I'm definitely gonna go basketball. No, one number. Well, I'm not gonna do it like 1 to 5. I'm just gonna throw in a five that I like. So one, basketball. Two, definitely beach volleyball, I think is super fun to watch. Three, I'm gonna do water polo. I think water polo is slept on, but those guys. And women are just they are throwing that in the pool. That's fun to watch. Four, I'm gonna go track and field just in general. Best events are the 100, 200, and the 4x4 relays for sure. And five, I'm gonna go. This is tough. Five, you gotta go swimming. Swimming in the Olympics. You got Katie Ledecky, you got your 400 meters. It's just fun to watch the pool action.
I'm excited because just to watch all of them because God's given me a love for sports. So I don't know that much about the Olympics other than what Paul James has his crew over there to compete to for about a medal, so I'll be checking out all of them.
Yeah, it's gonna be fun. LeBron with Curry adding KD. Jason Tatum, reigning NBA champ. Got some of the young guns on that team, like Booker, Ant, Haliburton, Tatum, Derek White, and then you got the OGs like Embiid, Durant, LeBron, Curry. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun. All right, you want me to give you the pools though? All right. So out of this, you got to remember you got to take two from each pool, but then remember at the end, you got to take two wild cards, all right? So first pool, you've got Australia, Greece, Canada, and Spain.
the top teams other than the US?
I'd say Canada is a top team. Spain is a top team. France, just in general, France is as well. Greece has Giannis.
I'll take US.
US isn't you wait, US isn't in this. It's Australia, Greece, Canada, and Spain.
So I'll take who has US?
Greece.
You gotta take Greece. And you gotta take Spain.
Greece and Spain. I think I'm definitely going to take. Well, here, let's start this over, Jeff. I want to give you the power rankings currently, the FIBA power rankings, to give you a better idea. You ready? Power rankings overall is US, Germany, France, Serbia, Canada, Greece, Australia, Spain, Brazil.
So
Okay, so in that first pool, you've got Australia, Greece, Canada, Spain. I'm going to go Canada, Greece. That's what I'm going to go with.
I'm gonna go Spain, because they got Giannis.
No, Giannis is playing for the Greek team.
I'll go, what's their name?
The options.
Yeah.
Australia, Greece, Canada, Spain.
Whoops, what has Giannis?
The Greece team does.
Okay, I'll go with Greece.
Greece and what's your other one?
Who has Spain?
Oh, so you're gonna go Greece and Spain?
Yeah, who
All right.
has them?
You got them.
I mean, what players?
Oh, I'm not sure off the top of my head, but we're just doing the off the power rankings. So Group
Okay.
B, we've got France, Germany, Japan, Brazil.
So,
I'll look up who Spain has while you do that. I'm gonna go, for me, I'm gonna go France and Germany for sure.
I'll probably go the same.
Yeah, Spain's roster is just a lot of guys that play. I don't think they have many NBA players other than the Hernan Gomez brothers. So okay, you're going with who?
I lost
Oh, okay,
my
I'm
two.
you've got France, Germany, Japan, Brazil.
So, who were the top ones in European?
I'm taking France and Germany.
I'll take that too.
All right. Group C, we've got Serbia, South Sudan, Puerto Rico, and the United States.
You gotta take the United States.
Yeah, gotta take the United States. Who else are you taking?
What? I mean, two.
You got Serbia, South Sudan, and Puerto Rico.
Who do they have?
I'm not, I mean, Serbia has Jokic, but I'm not sure who the other ones have. I mean, it's a lot of like players from that play international.
Okay, I'll take Syria.
Yeah, I'm gonna take US and Serbia too. But then you get two wild cards. For my wild cards, I'm gonna go Australia and gosh, this is tough. I'm gonna go Australia and Brazil.
Okay.
Your options are Australia, Spain, Japan, Brazil, Puerto Rico, South Sudan. I think the top ones still out there would be Canada, Australia, maybe Brazil or Japan, maybe your top four. You get to
Okay.
pick two.
I'll take Japan. And Puerto Rico, baby.
Okay. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it,
I
J-Man. We'll
figured
see what happens. And we can make another bracket for when we actually get to out of pool play too, when everyone gets seated.
yeah.
That'll be fun. But hey, J-Man, I think I might have to start wrapping things up. I gotta get to bed soon. About that
Okay.
time of the night. Is there anything else you want us to cover tonight before we sign off?
So, really,
All right, what you got, J-Man?
what do you think about Jamal going to the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, man, someone's definitely cutting onions when I've seen all the tribute videos and the speech by Joe Mauer. So yeah, I love Joe Mauer. That's awesome. One of the best catchers to ever do it. One of the greatest class acts in all of baseball. I love Joe Mauer.
Yeah, I just, he played the game hard. Let's go, Twins.
He played the
And
game the right way all
yeah.
throughout his career, which is cool.
Yeah, it's a really quick. We actually have a
Oh.
movie Alex called Unsung Hero from the band for King and Country. I will play some King and Country for King and Country later on. Everybody's got a testimony, and and so if you don't know what your testimony is, just play about it because it's not about freaking and country, just follow God and whatever He's called you to be doing. So anyway, yeah, so anyway,
Yeah,
check out.
that's super cool, J-Man. Check it out. Check out King and Country. Officially J-Man endorsed.
Yep. So about how do I put this?
I don't know. How are you gonna put this?
God gives us gifts, God gives us gifts, And he gave me a great sister. His name is Abby. Her name is Kayla Kennedy. She has supported me through it all. Anyway,
No, let's hear some more, J-Man. Give me some more. Let's give some more shout outs to Kara.
she is, probably, she is my best friend. She's always been there for me. Thank you for always supporting me. Yeah, I love you. Happy birthday, Kara.
Happy birthday, Kara.
And I'm gonna end the night right there. I want me to thank you for Kara. Want to continue to bless her and give her that time with you, and want to bless her in this upcoming year. Happy birthday. Thank you for life. Continue to bless him as well too.
Amen.
With me.